Pianist Taylor Eigsti got an early start to his musical career at age 8. He opened a concert for David Benoit, and he was leading his own band by age 12, recorded his first album at 14, and now in his mid-20s, and with 2 Grammy nominations under his belt, he's touring in support of his excellent 3rd album for Concord Records, Daylight at Midnight. And singer-songwriter Becca Stevens, who has her own new record out. She's featured on about half of his new album and joins him in the studios today. Please welcome Taylor Eigsti and Becca Stevens. It's great to have you both here. Taylor, what would you like to start us off with?
I think we're going to start with a song that we wrote together that's off of the new album, Daylight at Midnight. And this one is called Midnight Afternoon.
Thank you. For fear that the light would fade. I wish that you could open up your hands. It's when you give that it starts working and lighting up the night.
Live in the studios at KPLU, Taylor Eigsti at the piano, Becca Stevens singing. Now, one of my favorite things about Taylor's work is he records a lot of more modern songs by artists like Feist and Imogene Heap and Mute Math and Coldplay. And I wonder, maybe that's a consequence of your youth. You seem to be really open to music that falls outside of the standard jazz repertoire of Gershwin and Cole Porter. Is that tough to translate to an audience?
Well, it's always a hard thing to reconcile in a world of being a jazz musician and knowing the kind of music that people want to book and, you know, that sort of a thing. And I grew up playing straight-ahead jazz, but I also think it's a part of authenticity to incorporate modern influences, you know, the music of your generation, the music that's around you. Otherwise, you know, you're kind of just only drawing from music that was written 50, 60, 70 years ago. And to me, that's turning a blind eye to some of the great melodies and some of the great music that is being composed today, is performed today. And even though jazz doesn't get as much notoriety as pop music and things like that, we can still draw from it and be inspired by it and incorporate it and bring it into what we're doing. I think that's a part of the music developing and growing and branching into new genres and all of that.
What do you got for us next, Taylor?
Sure. Well, we'd like to do a song. This is one of my favorite pieces by Becca. This is her composition, In the Midst.
There you were, tangled in the midst of it all. with me, with no will.
Taylor Eigsti with Becca Stevens, live in the studios, piano and guitar and vocals. Taylor, you seem to really enjoy working with singers. You were talking about, as a younger guy, working with Ernestine Anderson here in town. You've worked a lot with singer Gretchen Parlato. In fact, you're on her brand new record. And Becca Stevens is featured on a lot of your new album. What is it about working with singers that does it for you?
To some degree, I always kind of think of this one interview I listened to Keith Jarrett talk about. Some of the gesticulations he makes and the some of the groaning, and sometimes he feels like it's a wrestling match with the instrument to make the piano sound like a voice. And I think that the human voice is the most natural of all sounding instruments. And I've learned so much from playing with different singers, because things that I would do pianistically, I feel like there's something that hits you deeper when you hear a voice sing something and express something. And so whatever I'm playing on the piano, I want it to come out of that spirit, you know, even if there's a lot of notes involved and things like that, I still want them to have a clarity that would, on some sort of level, be representative of a singer or a vocalist or that form of expression. But the thing that inspires me the most about, in particular, Becca and also Gretchen and a lot of great new vocalists and composers that are out there, is just this concept of innovating within the style and innovating, taking risks with their music. Becca's music is something that I've always been inspired by, just her compositions, the structure and layout of her songs. I know recently too, Brad Meldow did an interview in the who's my favorite pianist. He did an interview in the New York Times where he was talking about just people that he, a couple musicians that he really likes, and he was talking about Becca's music too, and just how there's a lot of freedom within the structure of how she composes things, and also just, you know, the sheer musicality involved. And I'm really, really lucky to get a chance to work with Becca all the time and work with Gretchen also all the time too.
Becca, what makes Taylor a good accompanist?
First of all, he's awesome, both as a person and as a musician. But beyond that, I think that I'm going out on a limb here. I think that we feel music similarly. Mm-hmm. That we relate to it similarly. And so it just always feels like, since day one, that he's right there on the same page as me.
All right. That being said, let's go the other way and hear a song from Becca without any accompaniment. We've got vocals and ukulele here. Becca Stevens, live in the studios at KPLU.
And you'll have to excuse me. My ukulele just got off the airplane.
Luckily, folks, there's only 4 strings to tune.
Yeah.
Although you may have thought that you did right, your selfish choice to leave 3 hatching eggs has made a canyon in our chest. Your precious nest has 3. We shovel dirt and seeds of trust we've made from canyon dust to fill the void you've made in we. Trying to lead a role that just didn't fit you, to be there for ourselves. We are learning to fill the shoes that you never wanted. You throw them away, throw them away, throw them out. That you did right, your selfish move to flee 3 fledging birds has made a your precious nest of 3. We shovel dirt and seeds of trust we've made from canyon dust. We are didn't fit you.
Becca Stevens, live in the studios here at KPLU. She's got a brand new record called Weightless, and she is in town with pianist Taylor Eichste. Taylor, we've got time for one more. What would you like to play to finish us off?
Sure. We'll do a composition that we wrote together, and this one is also off of Daylight at Midnight, and it's a song called Magnolia.
On its own stands one magnolia. Now its branches reach higher than last spring. Each white bloom opening just like before, but this time the difference. Could have known in a thousand daydreams that my heart could know love without fear. But as the ocean's currents find the moon through seasons and storms, higher still.